Let me speak in the name of God, the love of the beloved and the love sharer. Amen. You can feel the gear change as we move into the season of Advent. But the question is, how do we live preparing for the future? How do we live while waiting in the face of the unknown? For many of us, our lives are lived in anticipation of the unknown. And yet we live in the present time, a time sandwiched between the memories of the past and the expectations of the future. T.S. Eliot is a poet whose work is familiar to many of you, and he explores the ambivalence of time in much of his poetry. Eliot explores our ambivalence in passages like his finale to the Four Quartets, his poem Little Gidding. What we call the beginning is often the end, and to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and to know the place for the first time. That strange quirk of past, present, and future. To start and to arrive at the beginning, only to know it for the first time. And so Advent, the start of the new church year, is a time of expectation. And expectations are always risky, because if you allow your heart to hope, how will you know that your expectation will be fulfilled? Advent is a time for preparation. We're more comfortable with preparation because it gives us something to do, something to distract us with busyness from the anxiety of expecting. And Advent is a time of waiting. And waiting is the hardest of all. Waiting is that experience sandwiched between the end of preparation and the fulfillment of expectation. We live in a time when to have a positive dream for our collective future feels like a forlorn hope that we cannot afford. Instead, we feel we need to prepare for the worst as we survey a future where the post-1945 stability, the Pax Americana, is fraying. We see the rise in the world around us of terrorist and nationalist movements, and we discover that the terms of security and the terms of stability are no longer ours to dictate alone. In the face of apocalyptic visions of the future, the cohesion of the nation fragments. We are assailed with movie after movie that presents a future in which life is hardly worth living. We hotly contest among ourselves the reality of global warming and the degradation of the world environment as natural disasters of epic proportion ravage the planet. And here in the Northeast, we are least of those who are immune from such ravages of flood and tempest. We are witnessing the resurgence of an institutional racism in our society that many thought long dead and buried. And so the ghosts of memory flow in to disturb the peace of the present. And economic disparities increase to alarming proportions, and the prosperity of the many is sacrificed to the profits of the few, and our own middle-class dreams of financial security evaporate before our eyes. We are not only fearful for our children's futures, but we stand perplexed and confused that our politics and our politicians do not seem to want to give the investment to a future through education and employment opportunities. And our political system becomes even more corrupted by the unfettered flow of financial influences. And as the conservative New York columnist David Shields has commented, it's not so much the amount of money flowing into the system, it's the lack of transparency, so that no one knows whose vested interests are being bought and sold. And in the midst of political and national turmoil, the prophet Isaiah dreams of a time when the improbable will happen as part of a new messianic age. Jerusalem now but a ruin, to which the exiles are returning, is to become rebuilt. And we live in the present, often a difficult place to be, because we hear the ghosts of the past whispering in our ears, and these discourage us to have hopes for a future that could be different from the past that we have known only too well. We long for the promise of a new future, if we could but have the courage to hope. In this Advent time, God is calling us, and God is saying, let us plant in the present the seeds of our audacious dreaming of a future. Like the prophet Isaiah, whose dream comes to us from the past, it echoes in the present. How do we live preparing for the future? How do we have the audacity to take the present moment and to plant in it the seeds of the future that we so long for and that we so desperately dream of? So, what is the point of Advent's message of preparation in the face of our tendency to be so fearful? Advent is a time of expectation of things to come. Advent is a time of preparation, which means not preparing for the worst, but having the audacity to dream, to plant the seeds that will one day mature into the future hope. And Advent means consciously rejecting the self-protective foreboding that results when we can only see into our future through the prism of our painful past. And Advent, most of all, is a time for patient waiting. Waiting in a culture that no longer waits for anything. And our ability to wait with courage is the hallmark of our task in the here and now. And this audacity to hope, this audacity to dream for a future that might be different from our experience of the past, requires of us to turn away from those attitudes of fearfulness that constrain us only within what we can imagine. And join the prophet Isaiah in dreaming beyond that which our experience has conditioned us to expect. And the great 20th century theologian Paul Tillich has some interesting comments to make on how this process might work for us. He says, although waiting is not having, it is also having. The fact that we wait for something shows that in some way we already possess it. Waiting, says Tillich, anticipates that which is not yet real. That is, if we wait in hope and patience, the power of that for which we wait is already effective within us. Those who wait, in an ultimate sense, are not that far from that for which they wait. The power of that for which we wait is already effective within us, and those who wait are not that far from that for which they wait. And this theme of dreaming and expecting and hoping and waiting is the theme that we will come back to again and again as we journey through this Advent time.